Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from FIFA 2018. Because in the last interview I said 2017, but obviously it's a new year now. But I'm very pleased to be joined by Emily Loiseau, who is the first ever ambassador of the festival, and composer, artist, author, all-around artist. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And what was your reaction to discovering that you would be the ambassador of the festival?
I was very honoured and grateful, and it's a chance to be there. It's such a beautiful festival, beautiful place also. And it's a festival that really speaks about films in all these different variations, and documentaries as well, a lot of documentaries. And I'm an artist who loves writing for images, for the cinema, for documentaries. I find that extremely interesting and inspiring. And I'm also someone, not just an artist, a citizen of the world who is concerned about the world and concerned about different causes and tries to stay aware how can I say, concerned about different situations. So it's important for me to be there as well for that.
Well, now let's start off by discussing what it is that you like so much about the audiovisual and writing music for audiovisual content.
It's very different to writing for your own albums and writing about your own world in a way. It's you have this frame, which is the inspiration of a filmmaker, or the frame of a reality, the story of a refugee or of a different or that's an example that you have to serve, and therefore there is a question of putting yourself in minor and wanting to serve the story or the person you are accompanying with your music. And that's something that I like, actually. I find it very healthy to not put yourself in major all the time and to be actually serving somebody else. I find that very inspiring, also because the story that you serve is something that is not your reality. Therefore... I write stories, you know, when I write a song. So having to suddenly plunge into a story that does not come from your own imagination is of course extremely inspiring. That's what I like. And also my mother was a painter, and she always, as a child, I was doing piano from a very young age, building bridges between her art and my art. So visual art has always been part of my imagination when I write music. There was always a link between the two. And my grandmother was an actress. So there's... I also worked in the theater. So there's something there that is part of my way of writing, yeah.
I often think about how, you know, musicians work with audiovisual content, but on the level of a spectator or a listener, I think it's possible to remember a song or a piece of music as a film.
Yeah, I very recently I decided to write my last album differently for all these reasons that I mentioned before, and actually what you are mentioning now. I decided to write a play and write music for the play, and that this music would then become my album. So to build this frame, this frame myself, and to have to serve a story that I would write myself, and also the desire of doing it this way was not just having a new source of inspiration. It was also working with other arts, working with actors, scenographers, video makers, and dancers, and this whole other way of expressing these other fields, working with these people, was I find vital at the moment, actually, because it's you can't just stay in your own field and stay away from the reality of the world, or stay away from the other fields of expressions. I think it's something that after a while becomes you feel like you're sterile. You know, you don't have anything. You're repeating yourself, and sharing and entering these other fields and staying alert on the state of the world are part of something that would be. It's difficult to find the right way of expressing that, but I feel to be an artist fully inspired by the rest of the world and the rest of the arts, you need to meet all these people and these realities and to stay pertinent, not be, you know,
and
in your own world, the rest of the world.
Yeah. And do you worry about kind of being stuck in sort of a repetitive pattern?
Yeah. Of course, you don't worry about this when you start your career, but after a few years, you realize that it gets poorer and poorer in a way. Music and this world of singer songwriter is something very you can get very lonely in a way, because you are in this repetition of writing your album, defending it on in the media, and defending it on stage, and then you stop and you write another album and so on. I think I don't want to do this way anymore.
You don't want to do it this way?
Not this way. I of course, I'm going to go on giving concerts and making albums. That's what I like doing. But I want to go on also writing for the theatre, being ambassadors for causes, and thinking and writing about situations in the world that strike me and that move me. I want to share this with filmmakers or actors. I think that's how I want to express my music. That's how I want to write my music, and to take the time to do this, because you're very quickly in this world of the singer-songwriters. You're very quickly so taken up that you can suddenly become outside from the world. You know, and be in another part of the world where you look at things from afar. And taking this time is not an easy thing to do, but I think it's vital if you want to go on saying things that are not that don't become repetitive and boring.
You mentioned in
and
the
empty,
first,
you know,
and empty. Yeah, you mentioned in the first, in the answer to my first question, that you're also a citizen of the world, and you want to be aware of what's going on around you.
I think I want to, and it's impossible not to be. That's how I feel right now. You know, when you live in Paris, you walk in the streets, refugees are there, you know, living their life situations is just absolutely impossible to accept, and you can't just not look. It's there. Living in a city, you are aware of this every single day. There are kids in the street that have no help. I have friends, more and more friends, who open their door to refugees or children that are totally left alone. It's part of our lives. And as an artist, I think it's becoming absolutely impossible to then go on, to just go on writing songs about your little life and your love life whatsoever that is just away and apart from all of this. You can't. I think it's becoming impossible, because this is part of your everyday life and the future of your kids, if you have kids. So going to a TV show or a radio show and giving an interview about your album and not finding the time to actually say something about this, I find it almost criminal. You know, not taking the time to this is becoming, for me, I don't think I could look at myself in the mirror in a few years, knowing that we went through all this and telling my children, well, yeah, I didn't do anything about this. I didn't. Yeah, I was, because I was too busy singing songs, you know. I don't think I could look at myself in the mirror if I hadn't done a little something.
You hadn't done your artist duty, like Nina Simone said once.
Yeah, artist and citizen's duty. I think it's just not possible anymore. Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating talking with you. We're out of time, but it's definitely interesting. It was a very interesting conversation.
I wish you
all the best. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.